I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Seems like temporary storage facilities are on every street corner, but let's do some math. For what you'd pay in yearly costs for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. How? With a Mueller Backyard Building. Our backyard building kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design and priced right. Plus, you keep your stuff at home and you're not throwing away money leasing storage. Our kits come in a variety of sizes with more than 30 colors to choose from, adding style to your storage space. If you need a larger storage solution, Mueller's pre-engineered standard series buildings can accommodate almost any need. Whether it's a smaller place for a lawnmower or a place for cars, boats, or even an RV, you can have peace of mind that a Mueller metal building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerInc.com or give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to find a location near you. That's 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R. Mueller, made in America and made to last.
And welcome back. Sharp gains quickly developed in all cattle futures today, with nearby live cattle futures holding gains over $2 per hundredweight. Feeder cattle futures continue to be the driving force, though, in the cattle market. Corn prices were higher today in light trade. December corn futures about 2 cents higher. The Dow Jones is 23 points higher, while NASDAQ is down 3 points. Live cattle, though, quickly broke out of its narrow trading range seen over the last couple of days, as aggressive buying in feeder cattle futures sparked aggressive long-term support across nearby live cattle futures. October and December contracts held gains of $2 per hundredweight as long-term support continued to move into all nearby contracts. Deferred futures, though, posted limited gains, but the support has grown significantly from mid-morning. Meanwhile, sharp gains flooded back into the feeder cattle futures complex with October and November contracts, leading the market higher. This helped to break through additional short-term resistance levels as active buyer support flooded back into the market, uninhibited by what is still considered to be strong supply levels over the next several months. Meanwhile, grain futures were higher today and posted modest gains in line with a better tone seen in other commodities. Traders waited for news about demand and yields, which will slowly trickle in this week. Corn prices were a little higher today and attracted slow but fairly steady buying after a lower open overnight. December futures held the support line off of August and September lows on Tuesday and battled to avoid a break to new contract lows into harvest. Soybeans were higher today but held to an inside day. November futures fought to take out the 50-day moving average, which came in around 970 and a quarter. Wheat prices were a little higher as well today after getting a little support from a weaker dollar. Winter wheat contracts held to the middle of their modest four-week uptrends, while Minneapolis December reversed after it came within a tick of the big June gap from its daily chart. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.